Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by...
Hi, I'm Sarah Sinzel, and I am coming in to portray Harriet Quimby on March 18th at the Aviation Museum.
Hi, how's it going? My name is Kevin Cabrera, and I am the museum director at College Park Aviation Museum in College Park, Maryland.
Yes, and as they mentioned, it's going to be a tribute to Harriet Quimby on Saturday, March 18th at the College Park Aviation Museum. Before we get to the actual event itself, remind our listeners, if they haven't heard of Harriet Quimby, because let's face it, a lot of people maybe haven't, but it's Women's History Month, and let's shine a light on this amazing trailblazing pilot. So I guess Sarah, since you're portraying her, you know, tell us about who Harriet Quimby was, her claim to fame.
Yes. So Harriet Quimby is an incredible woman who kind of got lost in history. She is the first American woman to get her pilot's license and the first woman in the world to fly solo across the English Channel. And these are her biggest claims to fame. She's also was an amazing artist and activist. She was the first female screenwriter in America, writing 7 screenplays between 1909 and 1911. She was a journalist, a photojournalist. She traveled all over the world in the early 1900s, taking photos and writing about sort of controversial topics and issues, and just an incredible progressive woman of her day. And it's so exciting to share this story. You know, before researching and writing this show, I had never heard of her. And that's one of my biggest missions with this was, you know, kind of like, how have we never heard of this woman? So it's just been an honor to get to sort of research and tell her story and share about this amazing woman. I want more people to know about her. I think she really was, you know, she sort of blew through social standards. And I think it's really cool to be able to do it today's Women's History Day in Women's History Month, just to throw that out there. So it's really cool to do it in Women's History Month as well. So.
Wow. And I mean, this is if she's the first American to get her pilot's license. So she predates Amelia Earhart and all the other famous ones. She was the first. That's incredible.
She was. Yeah. Yeah. Amelia Earhart boasts that Harriet Quimby was her idol, the person she looked up to. So that's kind of a neat little fact.
And also on a tragic note, both died or slash disappeared very young. So we all know Amelia Earhart disappeared to her death, likely. But tell us about how Harriet Quimby passed away. She was only, what, like 37?
Yes, she was 37. She did pass away at an air show. I mean, during this time, this was really the beginning of aviation across the board. And so many pilots were flying brand new models of airplanes for the first time at air shows and things like that. So unfortunately, many of them met very tragic deaths. And also her young death is probably partly why we didn't hear, you know, we didn't learn of her. I can't even imagine what she would have gone on and done had she lived longer.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, very different times. Thankfully, safety and all of that have improved drastically and, you know, in the over century since then, because this is, you know, we're talking like 1912 when she passed away. But that also just speaks to, you know, this trailblazing, exciting, you know, moment in history. I mean, that the reason it was dangerous at the time was because it had never been done before. It's so mind blowing to try to put ourselves back in. You know, it's easy to take it for granted now, you know, flying all the time, but it was such a trailblazing moment. Well, cool. All right. Well, let's bring Kevin in here since you're with the museum. Kevin, what exactly do we have planned in terms of Saturday, March 18th? I know Sarah will be playing Harriet Quimby, but so like playing in what though? Is it a live performance? How long is the performance? You know, what do we got?
Yes. So March 18th will be a great day. So obviously we are excited to welcome Sarah and Harriet Quimby to the museum as she portrays Harriet Quimby to the museum. We have two shows planned. We actually have a 10:30 show and a 1:30 show. So I would actually recommend for folks who are interested to come to our 10:30 show, because one of the unique things about College Park Aviation Museum is we are actually attached to the College Park Airport. The airport itself is historical in its own right. It was founded in 1909 by the Wright brothers. and has been in operations ever since. So it is the world's oldest continuously operating airfield. And it's a small general aviation museum or small general aviation airport. So our 10:30 show, our morning show, Harriet will actually be flying in with one of our pilots at the airport, flying into the airfield, landing, and then she will come into the museum and will be doing a live performance. And her live performance will consist of the story of Harriet and all that she has done, all she had done for aviation, but not just that, but the story of her life and what makes her so unique.
Wow. That's going to be really fun. And just, you know, it piqued my interest. You know, when you mentioned the Wright brothers, we think of Kitty Hawk, North Carolina, of course. So how did they make their way to College Park? Like, what was their significance of founding this incredible aviation museum in College Park, of all places?
Yeah. So from very early on, as they were developing their airplanes, they had one goal in mind. They wanted to sell their aircraft to the United States government. And so the best way to do it is to be close to DC. So they received an Army contract from the United States Army Air Corps to sell their Wright model military flyer, and then which became the Wright Model B and the Wright Model C, a number of their early airplanes. But the military came back and said, well, we don't just want you to sell us these airplanes. We want you to teach us how to fly. You know, this was obviously very early on in aviation history. And so they did some initial test trials in Fort Myer, Virginia, and Lieutenant Selfridge died in a plane crash. He was flying with Orville Wright. There was a plane crash. Lieutenant Selfridge died. That was the first death in aviation history.
Wow. And Orville Wright obviously survived, but the...
Yes, that is correct. Orville Wright survived, but he actually fractured his hip and actually ended up walking with a cane the rest of his life.
Wow. And where was this? Fort Myer, Virginia?
Fort Myer, Virginia. Yeah, just right across the Potomac from D.C.
And that's the first ever aviation death in America or ever?
Ever.
Well, I guess because the Wright brothers invented it. So yeah, it was ever. Wow.
And so what they ended up doing is the location in Fort Myer was not a great location. So they ended up going up in a hot air balloon, scoping out the surrounding landscape, found College Park. It was very rural, open space, and they opened up the airfield in 1909. And then the airfield's been in operation ever since. They were only here, you know, training the first pilots how to fly, and then they went back to Ohio where they were originally from. But the airfield stayed open, and you had other inventors, other early aviation pioneers coming out of here and flying out of here as well. So that's how they ended up in College Park. And a lot of people do not know that story. So when they come to the museum, they get to see the museum, but they also get to see the runway and see planes take off and come in on a daily basis.
Wow, that is incredible. I love the local connection. And I mean, you're talking to a proud Terp here. I mean, so College Park has a special place in my heart. So remind everyone where exactly it's located. You know, if you're at the University of Maryland and you're at Route 1, you're near whatever, Bentley's, Cornerstone, that whole area. If you keep going past Campus Drive, like back through Old Town, Paint Branch Stream Valley Park, right? It's towards the airport and it's right back in there, right?
Exactly. Yeah. So we're located on Campus Drive between Route Run and the 201 Kenilworth Avenue. So we're just right smack in the middle. It's about a 5-minute drive from Baltimore Avenue. And we're just tucked in this kind of a little industrial complex, right by the College Park metro stop. So about a 2-minute walk from the metro stop.
So no excuses not to come to this event, because if you're driving or even if you don't have a car, you can take the metro right to that College Park metro stop and hop off. And you said it's like a 2-minute walk, you said?
Yeah, 4 minutes. If you walk slow, a little bit slower, two to four minute walk.
Yeah. When you get off the metro, just look up for the airplanes. Can't miss it. Airport. Well, tell me a little more about the actual museum, too. Like, I know, it, you know, 27,000 square foot, state of the art. Well, I can't use the soundbite if I say it. So let's have you say something about the square footage. Or, I don't know, just dish on the actual museum, you know, independently of this this weekend's event. But, you know, like just the museum itself usually.
Yeah, so we have a 27,000 square foot facility. So it's a nice size. We have 12 aircraft on site, a helicopter, a couple helicopters, and mostly airplanes. All the exhibits that we have on site directly connect with the history of College Park and the College Park Airport. And so there's a local connection, but a lot of these local connections, you know, deal with national connections as well. So we're excited to welcome Harriet Quimby, Sarah as Harriet Quimby to the museum and to the airfield. And while Harriet never flew out of College Park, we do talk about Harriet and other pioneer aviators, women aviators, and a few tours that we do. So we have a women in aviation tour. But we have, I think one of the things that really excites people about the museum is we have a lot of interactive. So we have some, you know, airplane simulators. We have a small sport copter that kids and families can get into. We have what we call it an imagination plane. So you can get into an airplane and get to play with the controls. Very interactive. And we have free parking. We're close to downtown College Park. So a lot of, you know, food around the area. And then just being able to be in the gallery and look outside our windows and see airplanes fly in and out is just a really nice experience for those who come to visit us.
That's cool. And just to bring Sarah back in, so obviously you said you're flying in from Los Angeles where you're a working actress. What's your connection? Like, how did you get in touch with these folks? Do you have any local ties?
Yeah, I do. First of all, I'm sitting here just so excited to be at this museum, hearing Kevin talk about it. What a cool, amazing space. I'm so excited. So I'm actually from Garrett County, Maryland, Western Maryland. And I've lived out in Los Angeles for about 10 years. I'm also a therapist and an actress, and also sort of, you know, feel very drawn to Harriet Quimby, somebody who was like, I'm going to do it all. So I was born and raised in Garrett County, and I actually met Mike Freeman, who saw my show last July. I was performing at a Victorian Chautauqua Festival. And so
at where was this that he saw?
That was in Mountain Lake Park, Maryland. They do an annual Chautauqua Festival. So historical figures and all sorts of things from the Victorian era. And that was my debut performance of the show. It was what drove me to actually write the show. And I first performed it there, and he came to see it. And because he's also from the Garrett County area and then works for the museum. So he's been just a brilliant connection in making all of this happen. Met him last July. And since that time, we've been in talks and all of that to really make this happen. He told me all about the museum, and I thought, oh, this would be magical and amazing to get to be there and perform there and share this story. So yeah, so I also get to come back to my stomping grounds. I've been out west, as I said, for 10 years, but you know, the Appalachian Mountains and Maryland will always be home for me as well. So that's pretty special.
Nice. Western Maryland connection tying in with a little College Park, Prince George's County. It's a small state, but what I love about it, my wife and I always talk about it, that it's like anywhere you go, there's like, you know, you can get mountains, you can get beaches, you can get bay, you can get farm fields. Like, Maryland has everything. Rural, urban, you got everything. We love it. Well, very cool. And real quick, you mentioned, so Sarah mentioned Michael Freeman, who set this whole interview up. I think he's traveling at the moment and couldn't join us. But Kevin, remind us what's Michael's role at the museum? I know he's president of Field of First Foundation, but how does that foundation tie into the museum?
Yeah, that's a great question. So
it's an okay question.
It's
a necessary question. I wouldn't call it great.
College Park Aviation Museum, we are part of the Maryland National Capital Park and Planning Commission, County of Parks and Rec for Prince George's County. However, Mike Freeman is the president of the Field of First Foundation, which is a 501c3 nonprofit organization that also helps the museum fundraise for programs, special events, special projects. So Mike has been very dedicated to this project and the foundation as well to helping support this program, bringing Sarah in from California and everything that has to do with this program. So the foundation and Mike have been very instrumental of getting this program off the ground from the foundation standpoint. And they've been a huge help for the College Park Aviation Museum and supporting with us with some of our other initiatives and bigger programs throughout the year.
Very cool. And that Field of First Foundation was founded in 1991, which coincidentally was the same year that the U.S. Postal Service dedicated a stamp to Harriet Quimby. So that kind of works out nicely. All right. Well, I have more than enough to work with. I guess before we run, pretend that I'm not even here and like you're speaking directly to our listeners, you know, and say, hey, come on out to the College Park Aviation Museum. We're going to celebrate Harriet Quimby. Just speak directly to the listeners. I don't know which one of you wants to do it, or actually both of you can try and I can just have a variety of sound bites to use. Just speak directly to the listeners.
Yeah. How about I start, Sarah, and I'll say, hey, come visit us, College Park Aviation Museum. We have a very special guest come in, and then maybe you jump in.
Love it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. We kind of, tag team it. Let's do it.
Yep. Hi, everyone. This is Kevin Cabrera from College Park Aviation Museum. I'm inviting you all to come visit us in a few weeks. We have a great program coming out. We have a special guest.
Harriet Quimby. I'll be portraying Harriet Quimby. Please come out and hear the story of this amazing woman. Come on out to the College Park Aviation Museum on March 18th to meet Harriet Quimby. It's Women's History Month, and it's a great time to celebrate this incredible woman in history. This is free to the public. There are two shows, and it's going to be a great day. See you there.
Awesome. Thanks so much, everybody.
Thank you, Jason.
Thanks so much, Jason. Appreciate it.